Already, welcome to Attitude 5. Attitude 5, this is pretty cool because Attitude 5 is all about your humanity and your divinity. And what I notice is most people, they live lives where they defend their humanity and deny their divinity, all in one motion. They defend their humanity and deny their divinity. See, Neville said awareness of being is God. I say how you are aware of being determines everything. On a content level, I'm very aware that I create wealth. And I'm very aware of many different ways in which I do. Primary loving teacher, primary marketer. There's the things that I'm passionate about. In imagining a lifestyle where I get to do those and make great money, I get to explore and discover my divinity while not defending, while exploring my humanity. The world is starving for the real you. Your family is, your relationships are. It's funny when I look at the different postings and the different people in the program, and I get where I see the comments about relationships haven't been fulfilling for me, or they're not worth the trade. And whether it's a romantic business, romantic relationship or a business one. See, the only way we can really relate to another person is to not be denying our divinity and not be defending our humanity. See, if I'm exploring both sides of me, that invites whoever I'm relating to explore and experience both sides of them, even if they don't know it. If I'm defending something I've done or defending the way that I am, you know, I mean, I was born 3 months early, southwestern Pennsylvania. My parents got divorced when I was 9. See, I can defend a whole bunch. And you know what? A Me Too club will form. In other words, that is like me. That noun has characteristics and qualities like I do. History. On the other hand, if I'm actively exploring and noticing this is who I am in this moment, that invites other people to stop defending and stop denying and start exploring who I am and who they are in the moment. You notice we're building on the other attitudes today. This is sort of what brings them all together. If you go back and listen to those again and watch those little videos, this is what brings them all together. This is the warmth. This is the fire in the middle of the circle. This is the spark behind the eyes. And in some ways over the years, I've been cautious about saying stuff like that. And now I'm caring. When I say, share, stuff like that. Because you can make it a New Age bumper sticker. What I am is the spark behind the eyes. What you are is God, having the adventure of a lifetime. All that stuff. Or you can explore it right now. Am I having an adventure? If not, if I'm not having the adventure of a lifetime in this moment. By the way, can you hear that I'm having the adventure of a lifetime while making this lesson? The only way I can do that is if I'm actively exploring my humanity and my divinity at the same time, and not defending one or denying the other. Warmth. When we had lunch with the fellow from the UK, Andrew, the other day, there was warmth. And I don't think he used that word, but when he described us and what we do and the way we come across, he exuded warmth. I notice when people are denying and defending, cold is what shows up. Hard is what shows up. Immobile is what shows up. And on the other hand, genuine warmth. That just might be the secret of the kitty. Nobody pets a dead cat. They poke it. They don't pet it. If you saw a critter and you thought it was dead, would you pet it? No, you'd poke it. Trust me. Watch. It's what we do. If you feel poked, it's time to warm up. Explore your humanity. Explore your divinity. I love that Victoria and I have developed a massive following online, because I share me straight up, and that's invited her to share her. I don't have a problem saying what you are is God having the adventure of a lifetime. You'll notice I very rarely say what I am is God having the adventure of a lifetime. That is true. But I don't say it like that because it seems like a lot of people misread that. Oh, he says that's what he is. No, this is what we are. You are God having the adventure of a lifetime. So am I. And you're completely human. Don't deny your desires. When you deny your desires, Neville says, when you do violence to your desires. Oh, I just love that one. When you deny, the only way to deny your desires is to deny who and what you are. I love when Neville talks about God being infinite in potential. To be infinite in actuality, has to forget, and has to fall in love with. Again, I'm paraphrasing a couple things here, but you get to fall so in love with a state that you don't lust after it or crave after it. You get to fall so in love with it that you give it life. Because there's the thing, guys. This ain't about making something out there do something. This ain't about attracting something into your world or aligning yourself with something. Fire is life. We talked about rubbing two sticks together. Fire is life. Do you know what digestion is? Fire. This is why we cook food. I remember I was having conversations with a few clients of mine who were acupuncturists in Austin, Texas, and we talked about the digestive fire. You get to cultivate the digestive fire. We cook food because our digestive fire isn't strong enough to digest everything. The digestive fire. If you're going to go raw food, I had a friend do that for, I think, a decade. He told me he really had to cultivate his digestive fire. Otherwise, he wasn't getting nutrients. Cultivate your digestive fire. Rub two sticks together. Loving teacher, loving husband, loving puppy dad. You get each of those. Loving and teacher, those are two sticks. Loving and husband, those are two sticks. Loving and puppy dad, because I could just be a puppy dad. But loving, that creates some warmth, some heat, something gets to be given birth to. The three of those rubbing together get to give birth to the primary expression of me, the conjunction of waves that most people see. So let's summarize it up. Don't defend your humanity, your limitations, your history. Explore who you can be now. Exploring I am now this, I am now that. That invites you to explore both your humanity and your divinity. Don't deny that you are divine. and don't defend any human, quote-unquote, limitations or interests you have. You know, the reason I am so sensual and sexual is, yeah, there's no reason why except that I imagine living a life like that. I imagine living a life where I'm alive, where I enjoy my vices, my passions, and giving. Thank you guys for being here. Have a lovely day. See ya.